This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And now it's time for jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to start today's show off with a birthday tribute, belated birthday tribute to John McLaughlin.
Thank you.
Yes. Mahavishnu Orchestra from the album Inner Mounting Flame. Mahavishnu Orchestra's initial release back in 1972. Can you believe that? 42 years ago that was released and still sounds fresh and modern and free as if it was recorded yesterday. Mahavishnu Orchestra definitely had a profound effect on my musical listening experiences from that point forward. Really dig that album. Still sends chills up and down my spine when I hear it. Inner Mounting Flame from Mahavishnu Orchestra. The name of that track is Meeting of the Spirits. Before that, we heard from Mahavishnu John McLaughlin's earlier release called My Goals Beyond, a very peaceful album indeed, especially compared to the high energy of the next Mahavishnu Orchestra album that was to come out. We heard the track Piece One, and that one features a great lineup. Mahavishnu John McLaughlin on guitar, Billy Cobham on drums, Jerry Goodman on violin, Charlie Hayden on bass, Dave Liebman playing flute and saxophone, Mahalakshmi, I believe she's on drone instruments, Erto Moriera on percussion, and Badal Roy on tablas and other percussions. Might as well go through the lineup on Mahavishnu Orchestra as well, and that, of course, is John McLaughlin on guitar, Billy Cobham on drums, Rick Laird on bass, Jan Hammer on piano, and Jerry Goodman on violin. And I'm playing this music because last week, on January 4th, was Mahavishnu John McLaughlin's birthday, making him 72 years old. So we wanted to celebrate that. I missed that on last week's show. It took the show that follows mine, The Cruiser, who played a Mahavishnu John McLaughlin track, to remind me that it was his birthday last week. So had to go back and play some of his music. We're going to continue on with more John McLaughlin. Besides the great Mahavishnu Orchestra albums that he put out, he had another project that he did, which fused classical Indian music with Western elements as well. And the name of that group is Shakti, and we're going to hear a couple of Shakti groups, starting with the original Shakti from the album Natural Elements. This is Get Down and Sruti. Thank you.
John McLaughlin. John McLaughlin. Lotus Fee. U Srinivas. Thank you.
John McLaughlin from his latest release entitled Now Hear This. And we heard the track called Guitar Love. And obviously, there is a lot of guitar love in John McLaughlin and me as well. Before that, we heard a couple from John McLaughlin's Shakti projects. The one before that you heard was Remember Shakti. And the name of that track is The Believer. The name of the track, I'm sorry, is Lotus Feet from the album The Believer. And that's a great album. And then we started out with the original Shakti from the album Natural Elements. And we heard Get Down and Sruti. And Natural Elements, as I said, the original Shakti band from back in 1977 when that album was released. Was John McLaughlin on guitar, acoustic guitar, and vocals. Zakir Hussain on bongos, dolak, percussion, tablas, of which Zakir Hussain is perhaps the world's master at the tablas. Timbales, triangle, and vocals. And El Shankar, who is a really, really great violinist, who also plays viola and vocals, as well as Viku Vaniyakram on Gatam, which is a clay drum. And the percussion on that was just, outstanding. Kind of combining funk elements along with, of course, a traditional Indian music. Yeah, great, great set of John McLaughlin. If you tuned in late, I started out with a John McLaughlin tribute, because it is his birthday, his 72nd birthday. And as we pointed out earlier, I've been listening to John McLaughlin for 42 years or so. Listening to John McLaughlin changed my musical life, I would say, as from there I discovered some of his earlier works with Tony Williams' Lifetime and Miles Davis, and that opened up a whole new realm of listening to music for me. All right, time now is 10:41. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. The next segment I want to do is music from Great Britain. A friend of mine over the internet, a friend and very loyal listener to the show, his name's Chris Dunkley, and he turned me on to a lot of music coming out of Great Britain, and I wanted to get into some of that. But what better way of doing that since we're playing John McLaughlin? How do I transition into that? Well, of course, John McLaughlin is born in Doncaster, South Yorkshire in England. And before coming over to the States and playing with Tony Williams and Miles Davis, he recorded his own group from England, which featured some great British artists such as Tony Oxley and John Sermon. So we're going to hear something from his album, Extrapolation, and then get into some other music that's being recorded now that perhaps typifies the jazz scene over in Great Britain. So let's get on with some more John McLaughlin, and this is from Extrapolation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful music coming from Gary Reeder and his latest release, Moja. We heard two tracks from that, starting with Zub Zub 38, and then finishing up with Delta, as I said, from Gary Reeder's latest release. And on that is Gary Reeder playing sax, Josh Blackmore on drums, Andy Hamill on bass, Mark D'Inverno on piano, and Corey Mwamba on vibes. That is a fine group coming out of Great Britain. Gary Reeder, born in East Midlands, it says. Fine saxophone player with a really nice concept that he displays adeptly on that album. We started out that set with John McLaughlin from his album Extrapolation. Time now is 11 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Let's see. We're in the middle of doing a set of music from Great Britain, from across the big pond. Chris Dunkley helped put this together for me, sending me some tracks from England, some recent releases. Another album that he sent me that really struck me as being a fine release is from another sax player named Simon Spillett. And he has an album out called Square One. We're going to hear a couple from that. We're going to start with a track called Shepherd's Serenade. We'll Simon Spillett from his album Square One. Interesting, that album was also released in vinyl in a high quality made for audiophiles. The cover art is really cool on this. It's really reminiscent of some of the 1960s Blue Note recordings as far as the artwork goes, and the sound of the kind of overall vibe of the album as well. So that is a great release from Great Britain. Simon Spillett, Square One. And again, that's Simon Spillett on saxophone, John Christensen on piano, Alec Dankworth on bass, Clark Tracy on drums. I dig that. And again, thank you to Chris Dunkley, one of our friends and listeners of this great program, Jazz and Beyond. So thanks, Chris, for turning me on to those tunes. And so I'll dedicate this whole British set to you, my friend. All right, time now is 11:15, and you're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging today's show. We got 45 minutes left here, and we're playing music that was that came out of Great Britain. And you heard two great artists in Gary Reeder and Simon Spillett, and before that, John McLaughlin, who also hails from Great Britain. We're going to transition to some music from the stateside, and we're going to do that. We're going to start by doing that from an album from our friend Greg Abate. And as a transition, this is one he recorded in England. It was recorded in Leicester. That's where my friend Chris Dunkley's from. It was recorded at the Y Theater in Leicester. And it's Greg Abate, accompanied by some great British musicians, namely Alan Barnes, another saxophone player, and John Donaldson on piano, Andrew Klaendert on bass, and Spike Wells on drums. We're going to hear a track from that. This is a Greg Abate original entitled Wong's Way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Greg Abate, one of my favorite alto sax players, friend of the show. He's been on here live a few times now, so always enjoy hearing Greg Abate's music. And what you just heard was Rocco's Place from his latest release, the Greg Abate Quintet with Phil Woods. And that does feature the great Phil Woods, two fine alto sax players. And Greg Abate is going to be performing here in New England at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island on, I believe it's Friday, January 18th. So you definitely want to check that out. He's going to be playing with his septet, and he plays at Chan's every January. I'm not sure which anniversary this is, but he's been doing that for maybe 7-8 years. So you'll want to check that out. If you are in the Rhode Island area, check out Chan's. The website is something like Chan's Egg Roll and Jazz. So if you go to chansegrollandjazz.com, you'll see the particulars for that event.